here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of September, 2010. The poet Carl Dennis, born on this day in St. Louis, 1939. Ken Kesey, the novelist, born in La Junta, Colorado, 1935. Author of the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, published 1962. Struggle between the nurse, Nurse Ratched, and a con man named Randall Patrick McMurphy, who feigns insanity to get out of a jail sentence. Ken Kesey, who said, "I'd rather be a lightning rod than a seismograph." It's the birthday of Frank O'Connor, born in Cork, Ireland, 1903. Liked to write in the mornings and then spend the afternoon bicycling around and stopping to talk with people he saw, getting ideas for his writing. It was on this day in 1630 the city of Boston was founded, just 10 years after the Mayflower landed at Plymouth. 2 years later, it became the capital of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and 4 years later, Harvard College was founded. 250 years later, Walt Whitman wrote, "Old Boston, with its zigzag streets and multitudinous angles, crush up a sheet of letter paper in your hand, throw it down, stamp it flat, and that's a map of old Boston. New Boston, with its large and costly houses, Beacon Street, Commonwealth Avenue, joyous, receptive, full of ardor, sparkle, a certain element of yearning, magnificently tolerant, yet not to be fooled, fond of good eating and drinking." And it's the birthday of the poet William Carlos Williams, born in Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883. His father was a businessman born in England. His mother was Puerto Rican. His mother spoke and read to him in Spanish. And for a New Jersey boy, he had a rather cosmopolitan experience, went off to school in Switzerland and France. He learned French. But then he came back. He went to medical school, and he settled right there in Rutherford, where he was born, and he lived there more or less for the rest of his life with his wife, Flossie, practicing medicine full-time, writing his poems during breaks on scraps of paper. In his autobiography, William said he loved both poetry and medicine, couldn't imagine doing one without the other. He said, "I've never felt that medicine interfered with my writing, but rather that it was my very food and drink, the very thing that made it possible for me to write. Was I not interested in man? Well, there the thing was, right in front of me. I could touch it, smell it. It was myself, naked, just as it was, without a lie, telling itself to me in its own terms." Here's a poem by William Carlos Williams on his birthday, a poem entitled Complaint. "They call me, and I go. It is a frozen road past midnight, a dust of snow caught in the rigid wheel tracks. The door opens. I smile, enter, and shake off the cold. Here is a great woman on her side in the bed. She is sick, perhaps vomiting, perhaps laboring to give birth to a tenth child. Joy! Joy. Night is a room darkened for lovers. Through the jalousies, the sun has sent one gold needle. I pick the hair from her eyes and watch her misery with compassion." Complaint, a poem by William Carlos Williams from his Selected Poems, published by New Directions Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.